Hey there, welcome to Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton. It is March the 29th, 2024, and I'm wishing you a very happy Easter weekend. And I really wasn't going to do something on Good Friday, but I thought, you know what, I'm home. I've been messing with the dogs, and I'm enjoying my Easter weekend, and so I thought, you know, I really feel inspired to do a show, so I'm going to go ahead and do a show. And, you know, yesterday we talked about learning to live within a system. You know, we all have to, you know, there's so much bullshit going on in the world, so much garbage, you know, and I was trying to, you know, I don't really get, honestly, I've never been a political person in my life, you know, and for the first time in my life, probably, I really kind of started paying attention more than I normally do. Because when you look at the things that are going on, it's, you almost have to, you know? And so, because honestly, for most of my life under most all the other presidents, my life was never any better or worse with Richard Nixon in, which was short-lived, and I was a kid anyway, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Bill Clinton, George Bush, daddy and son, you know, and then Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and what's gone on in those years and where we've gotten to now, you almost have to pay attention. You almost have to say, wait a minute, there's lots of shit going on, and then there's lots of things that are going on that honestly I disagree with on both sides. So, you know, I started kind of leaning towards a candidate, and then, you know, just like in Washington style, they, you know, did something that I completely disagree with because I thought we were getting away from that, and sure enough, we're not. So, you know, and at the end of the day, all I can really do is vote, which, you know, when it comes time, I'll vote. So that's really the I can jump up and down and scream, but it's not going to do any good. You know, someone, I made a comment on one of my social medias, and the guy said, well, who would you do? I made a point. I said, look, it's for that person to decide who's going to be their choice as far as like a VP. And I said, so they're not going to listen to me one way or the other because they have to live with that decision themselves. And I respect that. I don't have to go along with them if I feel like, you know, that's going to do it for me. I, you know, because this person's ideology, if God forbid something happened to this man, I disagree with a lot of that ideology. And that's for me to decide for me. So I did, and there you have it. So, you know, I want to talk today more about, you know, we have to play with the cards that are dealt us, no matter what the situation in life is. And so when we have, like yesterday's show, you know, politics was something where I said, you know, you can go out and you can protest your ass off, super glue your ass to the highway, and I promise you, fossil fuels aren't going to change because you went out and there's not world leaders that went, you know what? I watched Susie put her tush and her hands super glued to the Autobahn. You know what? We need to stand up and do, by God, change something. You know? No, it ain't going to change. And to me, when your position is basically, you know, that of disruption, then your message to, then I'm saying that your message isn't clear. If you have to, provide better information that makes me lean towards your point. Well, you know, like the world, you know, the planet's going to come to an end. Do you know how many decades the flipping government has told us that from one catastrophe to the next, that the world's going to end? And it hasn't. I'm not saying that there's not a problem. What I'm saying is that do your research, because you can line up just as many people that say it's all bullshit as you can that say we need to pay real fucking attention to this. So it's hard when you're a critical thinker to realize, wait a minute, you know, if we are being hoaxed into someone else's global agenda, you know, that's bullshit too. So I'm not saying you can't go out and do disruptive things. That's fine. But also remember, especially in those situations, what if somebody's taken their family member to the hospital and they're 100 cars back, stuck in the middle lanes and can't get through because you've got it backed up for 2 miles. And that person can't get to the help that they need, or a mother can't get home to her children who've been home from school. Or somebody who's been busting their ass all day, they didn't make the fucking climate process, and they're stuck in that traffic and can't get home because they've had a bitch of a day. And all they wanted to do was go home and just kick off their shoes, get on the couch, hug their family, and just be done for the day. So, you can tell I can get real far off the track on that one. So, you know, because there's certain things that, you know, when you want to talk about disruption, you know, Gandhi had led, you know, they were trying to, you know, if you want to look at protests that mean something, you know, look at things that Gandhi did. They were able to shut down India. Not because they went out in the fucking street and blocked everybody in. They just simply didn't do nothing. Nobody went anywhere. Everybody stayed home. That was a shot you could hear around the world. But anyway, you have to learn to work within the system that you have, is getting back to my point. And so, in doing so, you know, you have to face a lot of different things. You can do what you can do as much as you can do, and that's all you can do. So, you also have other issues, like overcoming inner demons. I wrote a fictional story about overcoming inner demons and rising above the dark. You know, I think everybody can say that they have some sort of inner demons on the inside that haunt them. You know, when you can honestly sit there and give yourself that honest assessment, you know, there are probably things that you do to sabotage your own life. Maybe you're too clingy in a relationship and you have trust issues. Those are inner demons. Those are keeping you from having a healthy relationship. And when you think about it, if you're drawing those type of people into your life, maybe it's because you're fearful of that and that's where your focus is. And that's where you attract these people that keep coming in and keep breaking your heart or keep, you know, violating your trust or whatever. Maybe you're focused too hard on it. So it's food for thought. Definitely something where you could say, okay, you know, how do I go out and trust, you know, when I had, you know, the last three boyfriends I had cheated on me. Okay, well, you know, maybe an honest assessment. I'm not saying it's you. Because when somebody does something to you that hurts you, that's really honestly not about you. That's their own weak bullshit. So therefore, instead of saying, I don't trust anybody, say, I don't accept their limited beliefs. I don't accept their perception of themselves. Because if they had any self-respect, they wouldn't have cheated on you. So instead of making it about you, make it about them. And make it that's something that you're not going to accept in your life. And that the next person that you meet is going to be the person that's right for your life. I wish I could say this was mine, but I, you know, when you think about how long Tony Robbins has been out in the business space, the motivational space, which he'll tell you he's not a motivational speaker because he's not. So, you know, he changes your life, gets you to think a different way. But a quote that he wrote in his very first book, and when you go back and look at when Unlimited Power was first introduced, and I think I would have been in my 20s. The one thing that stood out to me, and I thought of it metaphorically, not as a relationship thing, but he said, you know, you can look at life in a lot of different ways. He said, you can look at a breakup and say, oh God, what am I going to do? How am I going to live without this person? Or you can say, thank God this person is out of my life to make room for someone who's right for me. And that's my point. You can apply that to just about anything. Thank God this situation is out of my life to make room for the situation that's right for me. Instead of internalizing it, it's a lesson. It's something that, you know what, I'm not going to accept that. You now know when you meet someone, I would assume from, if you're looking at it from a relationship standpoint, that you will recognize things. You know, maybe somebody's overly charming. Maybe somebody is, you know. The cool thing about my relationship with my ex is we could look in each other's phones. We didn't. We could have. You know, she could get in my wallet. She could get into my phone. She, you know, she knew the code to get in my phone. Because back then, for a good while, it wasn't facial recognition. It was just a code. You know, or I made a code for her for my phone if it was the thumbprint. Where if, you know, God forbid something happened, she could get to information that maybe was on my phone, not hers. And on the other, and the other thing was, is that it was a show of respect that I don't have anything to hide. And she was as forthcoming. She didn't care if I went through her purse. I didn't. If you wanted to get the shit knocked out of you when I was a kid, grab my grandmother's purse. You know, it just wasn't something that was done. There wasn't anything in her purse that I couldn't see as a child. But that was her private space. And she would knock you the fuck out if you got in her purse without her permission. She would give you permission to be in her purse. That wasn't the problem. But that was just her generation, the way that they did it. You know, and if I was going to go through my wife's purse and I would say, hey, babe, can I get in your purse to get a $20 bill, or can I get your car keys out of your purse or whatever? That's just respect. So don't internalize things that I hate a certain sex because they cheat, or because, you know, every boyfriend I've ever had or every girlfriend I've ever had cheats. Instead of internalizing that, make the mantra that that's no longer something that you're willing to accept into your life, and that you put out into the universe that, you know, I want someone that doesn't cheat. Probably need to get a little more specific than that, but, you know, if you're going to manifest that person, if you're going to have that vibrational energy into your universe versus, well, I wonder what this cheating bastard's going to do. Wonder how long it'll be before he cheats on me. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Let me see your phone. Who are you texting? Those are inner demons, for whether you're male or female, doesn't matter. Those are inner demons. And those will fuck up and wreck your life. So learn to face that darkness. Because here's the cool thing that you have to remember in the book that I wrote and in this podcast, is this is not a pass or fail. This is not a win or lose. This is you being honest with you. You don't got to send me a note. You don't got to tell your mom. You don't got to do shit other than be truly honest with yourself and say, why do I have this issue? Because there's a backstory to that issue. And then going forward, how do I reclaim myself back to a situation where I'm not wigging out? Well, you just, you know, you make some adjustments and you change your course heading, and the people or things or places that come into your life now have more meaning. I made some business decisions not long ago, and it was amazing how many good things came because I wasn't willing to accept the mediocrity that I felt in a situation that I was in business-wise. And then all of a sudden, man, things blew up great because I got that inner demon that I was fighting out. Decided I wasn't going to allow certain people, places, and things into my life anymore. And it's proved itself to be much better for me on just about every aspect of my life. You know, there are days when I'm doing stuff and I'm going, oh shit, I got, you know, and then I'm thinking, I don't have to do that. Fuck. I don't know. I answer to me, you know, taking the dogs for a walk in a weird time of the day. I couldn't have done that, you know, when I was contractually bound to other things. So, you know, it really is a choice in life. Why didn't you choose to get cheated on? No, you didn't. I didn't choose to get a divorce. I didn't choose to lose my job. I didn't choose this or that. It's like losing a job. Thank God this job's gone so I can either do something on my own, or I can thank God this job's gone so I can find the job that I really want. Look at it from a positive perspective instead of a negative perspective. Because if there's anything at all to that, if you're focused on, you know, and how many successful people from like Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, to business leaders, have told you if you're focusing on negative shit, guess what you're going to get? Negative shit. And I'm not saying negative things don't come into your mind. Negative things come into my mind all the time. I just don't give them any, I just don't give it any gasoline to fuel the fire. In one ear, out the other. In one thought, out of my head. It's okay to have a negative thought, you just don't have to react to it. And that's the difference. Nobody ever told me, you know, in all these readings and writings that it, you know, well, just don't think that way. How in the fuck do you not think that way when everything around you is fucked up? Well, don't throw fuel on the fire. The fire will go out if you don't add wood to it. It'll burn out on its own. So don't spray lighter fluid on the shit you're worried about. Or could potentially fuck up your world with. So the best advice I have for you on that is you can have the thought. Just don't put no lighter fluid on it. Don't light a match to it. Go on to the next thing. What if it keeps coming back in my head? Well, then take a walk, do something. Pet your dog, hug your kids. Change something about your environment right then. Get in the car, take a drive. I do that all the time. I go run the back roads over by where I live sometimes. I carry my camera with me in case I see something. And I have. Every now and again, I've seen a coyote or I've seen something that I enjoy to take a picture of. But most times, I just roll down the window and just enjoy the countryside. Mother lives about an hour and 20 minutes from me. And I enjoy the drive more than anything. Because it's a time for me to just unplug, move away from all the shit. So you can overcome your inner demons. Another, you know, really fantastic thing, and this is something that if you're a regular with me and you listen to the podcast or you read my books, you know that learning to quiet your mind is the biggest thing that I can tell you that is the most life-changing thing ever. And that's simply done through, you can call it prayer, meditation, you know, but basically what I do, and I don't, you know, I've said this a million times, but is I listen through headphones with my phone. I find some meditative music or sounds. I highly recommend on YouTube, Dr. Wayne Dyer, who left this world a few years ago, way too young, and was an amazing man who in his later work really became incredibly spiritual, has a meditation called I Am, simply I Am. And he talks about that, you know, that was when Moses said, asked God, what is your name? And he says, I am that I am. And it's incredibly powerful. There's another guy, really super, God, I've met him a couple of times where I've gone to see him speak at church. And he wrote a book that about the I Am power. And, it's incredibly powerful, no doubt. So anyway, the whole point of this is that music that plays during that is is incredibly easy to let you your head just go away. Because what's cool is these, if you focus on the sounds and letting your mind go, it doesn't happen overnight. But once it does, and it doesn't take long, but once it does, then all of a sudden, man, you can get lost. You can get lost in your head in a cool way. You know, and you will pick up enlightenment. You will pick up, you know, you'll be on that quest for Nirvana, you know, and no, it's not just a band. Read the definition of Nirvana, you know, and yes, it was a cool band. I love Nirvana, you know. Kurt Cobain, I miss him, you know. Dave Grohl, I think he's one of the most talented artists to ever live, you know. He's made so many hits, and he, you know, he plays everything from ear, for Christ's sake. Man doesn't read a lick of music. And he just does it, you know? And that was the cool thing about Mozart. He just did it, you know? The operas and symphonies were just, they were in his head. You know, when he wrote them out, it was like he was taking dictation from his head. His original scores had no, hang on, he would, where, you know, you'd have to use an eraser or mark through and start through. There were none. And we're talking about scores, like hour-long opera scores. Page after page after page after page. With no mistakes. So the cool thing is that, you know, you really begin to feel the power of your mind when you're able to quiet it. When you're able to get all the bullshit from circulating in your head. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Oh my God, I'm losing this, losing that. When all that can be gone, and it can, if only for a time. But I'm telling you, you will be able to make decisions in your life that will be life-changing, that will be life-altering. Your creative flow will be unbelievable. How many good decisions did you make in the heat of the moment, screaming and yelling? One of them might have been, I'll give you this. One of them might have been you left an abusive relationship or something like that, and you were screaming and yelling. And it was, but once you were out and you were able to quiet your mind, then what did you see? You saw hope. You saw a future. Why? Because in that moment you weren't screaming. It might take you to do that to get out. But then when you get out, like I said, all of a sudden, what's there? Hope. A future. Clarity. A moment to breathe. So these are the things that you can overcome when we're talking about inner demons. It allows you to face them, develop coping skills for dealing with it, hence the word meditation. You're able to take things that maybe give you inner demons, where you've fucked up shit in your life and you need to make an amends to family, friends, or co-workers, or past relationships, whatever, and where appropriate you're able to let that go. And then you've got to learn how to stay on track. And staying on track is really just organizing your life. And yes, you may have to organize your life down to hour by hour, day by day. What am I going to do? You need to learn how to have a precision life. And it's not hard to do at all. But when you go out there and you don't, and you're willy-nilly and you don't have a focus on what you want to achieve, you're never going to achieve shit, because nothing's going to get done. Because you know why? You shotgun yourself out there so much that you don't hit shit. And what little bit does hit the target doesn't do nothing to move the needle that moves your life. Because it's half-ass, or it's half-done, or it's not even close to half-done. And it's just, you made a little bit of progress, but you didn't make enough. Had you focused yourself to stay on track, to learn the difference between activity and productivity. Activity is screwing around on social media, talking to your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, your kids, your friends about mindless, meaningless shit.
What are we going to do tonight? I don't know. What are we going to do tonight? I don't know. Feel like eating? I don't know.
You know? That's activity, which is fine. But limit it to, hey, babe, I'm going to be really tied up for about 2 hours. Is there anything you need from me right now? Because I really don't want to have to answer the phone unless it's, God forbid, an emergency. Learn to set that boundary. And you'll, you know, and learn to accept those things. And here's where we go back, and that inner demon might come out. Well, what do you need 2 hours for? Why can't you just tell me, if I send you a text that says I love you, why can't you answer me back? I can, 2 hours from now. So learn to overcome those inner demons that limit people in what they're doing. And you'll attract the person or thing, place, whatever, that's not an issue. It's not an issue. But it is an inner demon. So, you know. And from that, where you're staying on track, you're facing your demons, you're doing all the things, then you have a new outlook. And for the best definition of that is called hope. Because with hope, you can get just, you know, because if with action, hopes become your reality. I have some hope that something's gonna succeed. Then everything I'm going to do is gonna be about making that happen, because I see a light at the end of the tunnel. No, hope doesn't pay the mortgage, but the action that I use, because I do have the hope, can. So have that new outlook, that new way of seeing life, and see if you don't attract a better mate. See if you don't attract people into your life that make a difference in your life, that uplift you. That adage of, you know, if you're the smartest dude in the room, you're in the wrong fucking room, dude. The people that are with you today won't necessarily be the people that are with you in your life tomorrow. Have that as a hopeful outlook. You want people around you that uplift you, not that keep you. You know, misery loves company, and there's a reason that statement is kind of a staple statement in the world.
Misery loves company, man.
Yeah, it does. Sure as fuck does. But it ain't welcome at my house. It ain't welcome in my company. It's not welcome in my work. No. If you're miserable, move the fuck on. Don't need it. Do you need help so you're not miserable? it's a different story. But if you're just a miserable person because you're a miserable person, because you think life sucks and everything about it is not your fault, that everything about it, well, man, keep it moving. Take that shit down the road. I don't accept that in my life, and you don't need to accept that in your life either. I'm not saying you can't be compassionate. I'm not saying you can't be, have some heart for somebody who's going through a time. We've all gone through bad times. But I don't drag everybody down because I am. I don't treat people differently because of my fucked up issues. I learned to deal with my issues, and that way, hopefully, the person that I'm talking to, we're on the same level because I attract that type of person. That's the vibe that I put out there. And the person that I'm talking to, that's the vibe they put out there. I met a super nice lady at the at the coffee shop that's close to me. There's a that's down on the beach. Super cool lady, man. I'm just like, and what was cool about when we very, very first met, I mean, like, we don't date or anything. We don't go out, I probably didn't talk to her in 2 weeks. But what I noticed after on my drive back home, because I had gone down to take some photos, and I'm looking at an old building that is an old landmark hotel, and I was talking with the realtor, maybe thinking about, turning it into a place that artists can come in residence and, have painters, authors, people like that, and they can have a very quiet, nice place. They can walk down to the water. They can, it's in a place where, they're not going to get bothered by people. It just, it's pretty cool. So anyway, I had given some thought to that. And anyway, I went in and she actually, it's a coffee shop, but they also sell beer. So it was late in the afternoon. I said, I'm going to have a beer. So I have a beer, and the place is empty, and it was just she and I, and we were sitting there talking, and we were able to, in that moment, connect on a level that was so cool that we were able to share things that, that were intimate, but not inappropriate intimate, if that makes sense, that were, just stuff that was going on, that we had gone on in our lives, and things, and we both kind of teared up a couple of times, and it was a cool connection. And it was someone that I was like, wow, this is a really super nice person. And we just connected in that moment, and it was really cool. It wasn't, you could just tell that I think we both attracted each other whilst talking, because we just had that vibe with each other. We just felt cool enough and at ease enough to have a moment. And we did. And she admitted it. I admitted it. It was pretty cool. I said, that was a moment. And she goes, yeah, it was a cool moment. I enjoyed that. And we just kind of left it there. And it was nice. It was really, really nice. So these are all things that I truly believe in my heart that make a difference because of the things that I've done in order to stay on track, to have a new outlook. I've faced a lot of demons. I developed coping skills. I've apologized where appropriate or where needed. And I did find myself in a place some years ago where I was at rock bottom. I didn't want to spend another day on this earth. And felt comfortable thinking that, which is a scary fucking thought. and I write about it pretty extensively in a couple of different places. So, you know, that's a whole other thing. But when we can learn to live in the environment that's around us, it's just like I was saying in yesterday's show, you know, there's a lot of things that are so far out of our control. You know, and I used the protesters and things not in a negative way at all. You know, it's, but at some point in time, you have to learn to live within the confines of what you have, and you have to learn how to sell your message. And when you, if you're, here's the thing, and this is why I was saying that, you know, when you have that moment, that vibe, when you can connect with people and not piss off people, there's not anybody sitting in a line of cars a mile long that has anything but total disdain and would run you over in a heartbeat if they had the chance to do it. And you couldn't have divided your cause any further from the people that could make a difference than you just have. Or when you go out and beat the living shit out of people, or you destroy property, or you do all those things. Sorry, but your message sucks. I might be able to get behind and say, you know, I'll hear you out. You know, you got that elevator pitch down, and all of a sudden I'm staying on the elevator to listen to the rest. If you don't know what an elevator pitch is, it's basically you need to be able to articulate what you do in about 30 seconds. About the time it takes to get from one floor to where you're going in your building. And they called it an elevator pitch. It was a big deal for, you know, a time. And still is very relevant. You know, you need about 30 seconds to 15 to 30 seconds to tell me everything I need to know in order for me to go, yeah, I'll ride another couple floors with you. What do you got? Or I'll get off on your floor, hear you out, or I'll give you my card and go, call me, let's meet in the morning. And that makes a huge difference. It makes it, in fact, it'll change everything about what you experience in the world when you can put out that vibe, which is something that's, I guess, a big buzzword these days, you know? Is when people can dig you that way, you know, that's, and they, and your message comes across, you know, and because I think what happens is that, you know, people get so passionate by things that they're fighting their own inner demons. You know, how many times have you heard people who just, you know, puke out their shit and everybody around them going, what are you so mad at? Why are you angry? And I think that's where it gets down to what I told you in the first of the show. Why, you know, if you are that person, you know, I'm 110% behind listening to your pitch when it's in a situation where I can say, well, shit, I didn't think about it that way. Huh. What else you got? You know, then I start asking questions. I don't start sitting there going, thinking, why doesn't this person shut the fuck up? I don't want to hear their shit. first off, you're screaming at me, or you're, you know, yelling, or you're, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, what the fuck are you so mad at? And usually when you're honest, being able to be really uber honest with yourself, then you realize that the biggest part of that is you. I don't mean, and I truly do not mean that in a bad way. I'm meaning you got some inner demons that you just need to work through it. And that's what this book was about. That's what this podcast is about. Is saying this is not a life sentence. This is something that I'm saying, if you recognize it, it can be life changing. Maybe all of a sudden, you know, you're this person that would normally go out and glue themselves to the highway, and then all of a sudden you reverse that and you come to me, or you come to groups of people like me, and you say, this is what I have, this is what it is, this is, you know, and you do that in a way that I go, damn. And I call Elon. I go, hey, I need to come pick my Cybertruck up in Austin today. Which, by the way, I am looking at a Cybertruck. Just because I think it's a really cool vehicle. But I have a lot of huge concerns. And if I'm being totally honest, none of which are the environment. Because I know that the vehicle that I currently buy, when you look at the specs on my truck, you know, it doesn't put out that much CO2, if hardly at all. But that's a completely other thing. But if you learn how to deal with the demons in the room, and you learn how to work within the shit that you got. You see what I'm saying? You know, you don't lose your shit, but you learn to work within the, you know. It's like yesterday when I was talking about all the political shit. I could feel myself in moments starting to get real excited about things, because I was very disappointed. Because I put my toe in the water. Does that mean I'm not going to get in the pool now? No, it just means I'm going to make a different choice. And I don't know what that's going to be yet. But I also have gotten my inner demons to a point where I don't have to make that decision today. Because patience can be an inner demon. And when I mean that, I mean the lack thereof. So think about those things. Think about what it is that if you get really excited and passionate and you find yourself screaming on the courthouse steps and all of these things, you know, you're marching with a bunch of friends that, you know, and I'm not picking on protesters, I'm just saying this is something that, you know, or you've lost a job, you've lost a relationship, people really, you know, you just don't have a whole big set of friends because they'd rather go get a root canal than go to dinner with you, because it will be much more pleasant. So be honest with yourself. You don't, again, it's not a test you have to pass. There's not, you don't have to share this shit. Just do it for you. And when you do it for you and you make these changes, I'm telling you, it will make your life so much different. Because people will just absolutely gravitate to you. And it will make a difference. Absolutely. You will get much further in this life if you do this, I promise. You know? Don't kick your own ass. And trust me, we all are guilty of it, me included. All right, so I hope that you enjoyed today's show. I appreciate you tuning in. If you can financially subscribe to the show, thank you so very, very much. It does make a difference in what we do and how I'm able to stay here, research, and do the show. So I appreciate it. If you are a subscriber, thank you so very much. Whether you pay us or you can or you don't, I love you just the same. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And the link in my bio takes you to where you can go to my author page on Amazon. It has our other social media links. It also has our Etsy store where we have a lot of really cool, funny shit. I put a, what was it today? Oh, we put a new Flight Risk hat up. So it was a trucker hat, I think, today. So there's all kinds of just cool hats, t-shirts, and I'm actually wearing a Flight Risk Studios t-shirt that I got off of our site, and so I hope that you'll take and give that a look. I appreciate it. There's a lot of fun gifts there. That I've got some hats that say Butthead and other silliness that would make good gifts and fun for your family. So anyway, all right, well, thanks for tuning in, and I appreciate it. Love you guys a lot. Flight Risk Studios podcast show. And this is Robert Bruton. Bye for now.